Lawyers for former State Probation Commissioner John O'Brien and his co-defendants have launched a two-day assault on the character and motivation of a key government witness. Francis Wall, who was once a top deputy to O'Brien, testified that he did everything to assist his boss's alleged scheme to rig hiring at the probation department. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri reports on the cross-examination.
63 years old and retired, he admitted, before he could face discipline, Francis Wall, widely called Fran, has spent the better part of that retirement fulfilling deals with state and federal prosecutors going after his old boss. He had spent the past day testifying against the commissioner with whom he had vacationed and regularly dined. Balding and ruddy, Wall folded his hands as defense attorneys began their ridicule. "You chose to lie," said O'Brien lawyer William Fick, who called O'Brien a serial embellisher. That was a jab to O'Brien's frequent use of the word in describing how he had inflated scores for O'Brien's favorite candidates. "You're also an admitted liar," prompted attorney Brad Bailey for defendant Elizabeth Tavares. Answer, "Yes." "And a perjurer, because those lies were under oath." Answer, "That would be my understanding, yes." "And how about Wall's pension of $77,000 a year?" "You're pretty loyal to that," said Fick. He was suggesting that Wall's pension would be jeopardized just like his freedom if he had not gotten immunity from prosecution by seeking a deal. How much time would he face if he had not cut a deal? When Bailey suggested it was 75 years, the judge ordered it struck and told Bailey to cut it out. "Pretty good motivation for your lawyer to reach out to the U.S. attorney for a cooperation agreement," said Bailey, to which Wall answered flatly, "I would have to say yes to that." Under questioning, he admitted he had immunity agreements with both state and federal prosecutors. "It is certainly in your interest to say whatever they think the truth is," Fick taunted. Wall answered by saying that telling the truth was in my best interest. "He faces prosecution if he does not abide by his deal with the government." Wall acknowledged he had met 8 times with FBI investigators on the federal case and that he spent 3 or 4 hours with federal prosecutor Fred Wyshak just this week preparing for his testimony. Under cross, Wall conceded he could not remember many circumstances and details of specific cases without being prompted. His answers were bland. He seldom rose to the bait. He'll face still another defense lawyer before federal prosecutors seek to brace up their most damaging witness so far. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.